USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is set to speak on the outlook for the U.S. economy, inflation, and interest rate policy at the Fed Symposium in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. That'll be taking place this morning at 10 a.m. Eastern. As the FBI's affidavit on the raid at President Trump's home must be released today by noon Eastern, more evidence of the FBI politicizing their actions comes from Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg. He revealed the FBI talked to Facebook about the Hunter Biden laptop story in the final weeks before the 2020 presidential election, causing it to be suppressed to users. The annual Burning Man festivities in the northern Nevada desert return Sunday after a two-year COVID-19 hiatus, this time with a team of MIT researchers conducting a science experiment with the 80,000 revelers, studying their implications for social networks. USA Radio News.
You know, it's true. Difficult times have a way of focusing us. We have to think about what matters most when it comes to our spending, our healthcare. No doubt, this is why so many people are joining MediShare right now. MediShare is a trusted way to save up to 50% on your monthly healthcare costs. More than 400,000 people have already made the switch. It's pretty obvious why, too, especially now during this challenging season with healthcare costs and out-of-pocket expenses going up. MediShare can save you a lot of money. The typical family saves $500 a month. And MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry that's worked beautifully for 29 years. There are different options to choose from to fit your budget. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Maybe now is the perfect time to make the switch and start saving. Here you go. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Getting a mortgage loan during a recession is going to cost you a lot more.
The 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is back above 5.5%. It now comes out to an average of 5.55% for the week ending Thursday. It's a jump of more than 0.4% in just 1 week. Despite the increase, Freddie Mac's chief economist says it's possible there are potential home buyers who are ready to make a move. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Airstrikes in Syria, nuclear negotiations with Iran, and more aid to Ukraine are all on Biden administration's foreign policy agenda this week. On Tuesday night, the U.S. Central Command confirmed a series of successful precision airstrikes in Syria, targeting terrorists with ties to the Iranian Guard Corps. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. Thanks for listening to TGIF, my friend. USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
A new series on Hulu is lying to America when a series about boxing champ Mike Tyson's life on the streaming platform was advertised as endorsed by Mr. Tyson. Here's Mike on Newsmax overnight.
They lied on a few occasions telling people that it was my show so they can get free advertisements and use somebody's property. They also used the UFC to try to allow them to promote their movie, and Dana said he's not with that at all. They're charlatans, and he didn't want to have nothing to do with them. Listen, how do they expect to have relationship with entertainers when they're stealing money from them? They're not offering them to pay them for their life story. It's just a bit, man, listen, this whole big scenario is just a bunch of charlatans trying to get their names in the paper. I hope they enjoy themselves. I hope, hey, whatever happens, happen. I'm just very grateful that I'm here talking to you.
Twitter, with all the turmoil surrounding the social media platform, announced it will begin podcasting, offering the long-form programming on Twitter. The redesign introduces personalized hubs for users called stations that group content together based on different topics, such as news, music, sports, and more. The recommendation that you will see will be based on themes and people that you follow. The last weekend of the preseason in the National Football League continues tonight with four games. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.